With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is the co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of two books, The Manly Art of Raising a Daughter, and the co-author of Failing Forward. Alan, how are you doing today?
Good, Father. A little rainy down here in Florida, but nonetheless, it's getting a little bit nicer outside to walk.
Well, that's good to know. Of course, it's afternoon, so I guess it rains every afternoon down there, doesn't it?
Every day in the summer from like 3 to 5, so that's normal. But it's a little cloudier and a little cooler, so we can start to feel fall coming in. It's getting from 180 down to 170 degrees, so it's a little nicer.
That's right. You can lower the sunscreen a little bit. Well, speaking about that, you know, it's lowering the sunscreen. One of the things when we talk about with children, you know, they're back in school, and sometimes parents make agreements or they make deals with their kids, and they tie in rewards or punishments with grades. If you do good on your grades, you might get this, you might get some type of a reward. But if you don't do good, you might get a punishment. Now, what's your take on rewarding people for that?
It's such a dangerous habit to start, and I'll tell you why. Recently, I was reading a report or a study. It was a study that showed that 80% of middle schoolers and 90% of high schoolers directly connect the gifts that they receive from their parent as to how much they are loved, truly loved by their parent. And I thought that can't be right. But it was a pretty interesting study. They made the kids, everybody shut their eyes in a room, and they could only raise their hands. And it was 9 out of 10 of the kids thought that if they got rewarded for doing well at something, that truly meant that their parents loved them. And when they weren't rewarded, they didn't feel that they were loved. Well, this can cause a problem with our kids later on in life when, as we know, by having a job and working in the workforce, you don't always get rewarded every time you do something right. And if they're looking for that later on, it sets up a huge a problem, a huge obstacles for our kids. We're creating perfectionist kids who are, you know, wanting to get that, you know, $10 per A that they get on their report card or whatever it is. You know, if you do well at the basketball game, you get $20. Or we can't keep putting that carrot in front of them because somebody's not going to put it in front of them someday. Then we end up with kids who are lacking motivation and lacking those skills to want to inherently, intrinsically do well just to do well.
Well, and honestly, Alan, I think some of it is some guilt on the part of the parents. I think many parents know that they're not able to spend as much time with their kids as they'd like because of their careers, and sometimes the careers are just, you know, living beyond their means they got to work hard and the kids don't get the attention. And so oftentimes, in place of the physical attention and the physical love, they replace that with things.
They do. And the other thing that parents tend to do is they tend to use their children's success as an immediate reassuring evidence of their own success as parents. But see, when they claim their children's success or their children's failures as their own problem, it really takes away the children's ownership of that experience. It takes away from their learning, and it teaches them that our love for them is conditional. So when we keep saying, okay, you got 5 A's on your report card or 4 A's on your report card, here's $20, and then you got 1 B, you didn't get anything for that. So does that mean that if they really tried hard in that class, we're not going to reward them? Or do we only reward them when they exceed what other kids are doing? So we're setting up a really bad thing for our kids later on. We've got to start focusing on process over outcome.
Now, did that happen when you were growing up? I can tell you it didn't happen when I was growing up.
I never got anything for doing well on my report card. It didn't necessarily make me want to do better in school. I was always bored in school. But I'll tell you one thing that happened is I was always just happy to do well. So even like playing baseball, if I got a base hit, and I remember an umpire one time said to me when I got to second base, he goes, hey, that good job. And I didn't know he was talking to me. And he goes, son, I said good job. And I said, oh, I didn't know you were talking to me. He goes, no, you got a base hit. That was a good job. And I said, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I'm supposed to get a base hit. To me, that was just like the baseline. You know, I got a double, but I was kind of supposed to get on base. I wasn't supposed to strike out. So I didn't really think of it as a good job. I just thought of it as a job.
Well, but Alan, you know, I think many of the people today, their goal is mediocrity, not excellence, because mediocrity doesn't take much. And because everybody gets an award and everyone gets a trophy or everyone gets a ribbon, it doesn't matter if you do things excellently or not.
Well, that's why it's so much more important today than when we were growing up to not reward for these short-term wins, because once they're not rewarded anymore, they don't want to try. And that breeds mediocrity. That breeds, I'm just going to do just enough to get by because I don't have the self-confidence. I'm not proud enough of myself to do well on my own without being rewarded by somebody else. And so we've got to stop that cycle.
Now we have that, but we also have, and I find this true among high school kids as well, that they can be very, very highly competitive. And sometimes this high competitiveness can lead to where they're doing their daggone best, but they're not doing good enough as everyone else. And so whether it's trying to get class ranking or, you know, those kind of things, or get, you know, a high enough grade to get a scholarship, that oftentimes that they don't understand, just because their best is not someone else's best, it's not still their best.
Yeah, so these are the kids that get super anxious, and those are super perfectionists. And so when they get a 90 instead of 100, we've got to steer that discussion back to the focus on learning instead of, the outcome. Because if they want to be an invested and an efficient learner later in life, this is a long lifelong process of becoming more effective. We're trying to teach our kids ways to not just measure themselves by everybody else because, well, you know, he committed a really bad sin, but I just sinned a little bit, so I'm good. No, we've got to get past that. We've got to focus on you're doing your best, and that's what I care about.
We're speaking here with Alan Migliorato and his Adventure of Catholic Parenting Tip for the Week and the dangers of rewarding children for good behavior and good grades. Now, you know, Alan, one of the things I notice still today with this whole question is not just rewarding, but punishing.
Yeah, it goes both ways. I mean, we can't punish. There's a girl that's in one of my youth groups that I work with who tries her. I see her studying right before youth group and like right after youth group. And sometimes she doesn't show up because she's studying so hard, but she's not really good at science. And so she gets constant B's and C's, and she gets punished because she's not getting straight A's. And she's an anxious, over-anxious, stressful mess all the time. She's always constantly worried that she's not doing good enough. And she really, truly is, in my opinion, I'm not her parent. I don't see her all the time, but I do see her studying. And those are the kids that stay up the extra hour at night and push themselves beyond where they need to be pushed. And they're really doing their best right now. So we can't punish as well as we can't reward. We've just got to encourage.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the difference between there's a fine line between self-motivation and outward motivation. It's good to be motivated by others. I think we tend to learn that at the beginning, but at some point we have to take ownership for our own motivation. And when do you think that happens age-wise?
Oh, geez, that's a great question. It's so hard to say. You know, I think it depends on each kid.
It's a lot older than it used to be. I think it used to be, you used to be much younger to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably in the late teens now, if I had to guess, where they start. Well, actually, when kids start getting ready to go to college and they're off on their own, they're like, okay, it's time to grow up, which is a little late.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I remember my dad when he was 12 and 13 years old, he would be running an ice cream cart every day in the 1940s and early 50s. And you wouldn't see too many 14-year-olds doing, if we had that today, you wouldn't see that kind of motivation to do that.
No, and honestly, you mentioned earlier, you know, we can't measure ourselves by others, you know, and we have to do our best. And that's very true. There are times when having others encourage us to push ourselves is good. The 4-minute mile is one of my favorite things, the stories where that wasn't broken for how many years? I mean, in history, nobody ever ran a 4-minute mile. And then the same year that the guy ran the 4-minute mile, the same year, like 7 or 8 other people also broke that 4-minute mile. So you're able to do things once you see somebody else do it. It would be great to be self-sufficient islands of greatness. And we are, but we've got to motivate ourselves. And so we see this happening with our youth today, is they're constantly, look at the way they are with social media. They're worried very much about what other people think of them. They like the more likes they get, the more reward that they feel. So they always get this immediate reward for things that they do, and we've got to teach them that that's not always going to happen.
That's right. Sometimes you're going to do the right thing, and no one's going to care.
Right. That's when champions are made. My favorite thing I ever used to say to my teams were, champions are made when you're practicing, when nobody's watching you, when you're the last person in the gym shooting baskets. That's when a champion's made, not you know, at the buzzer's going off and you're shooting a three-pointer from half court.
Well, Alan Miliorato, thanks for sharing with us your thoughts today on rewarding kids for good behavior and grades. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic leadership and hear all of our interviews and all the other interviews and stuff you're doing, where can we send them?
You go to AdventureCatholic.com. You can get all of that stuff and more, AdventureCatholic.com.
Thanks very much, Alan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Good talking to you, too. I hope you're feeling well.